Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the August Board of Education meeting. Can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First, I'd like to ask everyone to mute themselves if they're not muted, and I'd like to also check if everyone can hear me. Very good. Thanks, Tom. At this time, let the record reflect that all board members are present and accounted for. Do I have approval of the agenda for tonight?
Moved
by Mr. Mafia.
Second
by Mr. Amico. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Can I have approval of the minutes of the reorganization meeting of July 1st, the regular meeting of July 1st, the special meeting of July 8th, 29th, and August 14th? Can I have a motion, please?
Moved
by Mr. Katara. Second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it. Again, thank you and welcome to our Board of Education meeting. I hope over the course of the past several weeks that all of you have been able to join the various web meetings that Mr. Rosner and the staff have put on about the school reopening plan. To date, I believe we've had over 10 web meetings with staff, community leaders, parents, and the board, of course, as well. And the amount of questions that came in to the district as a result of these meetings were very helpful in our continued planning for the reopening and addressing safety issues that parents have about their students, as well as our staff and teachers. The Sewanica Central High School District is also underway making the same reopening plans, and we've held the same amount of sessions to get parent feedback, and similarly, we've had the same types of concerns regarding the schedule and regarding siblings. And one thing that I'd like to point out, the difference between the Elmont Union Free School District and a lot of the other component districts is that their student population is a lot smaller, and they were able to make accommodations that were more suitable to the high school schedule and some parent schedule. But due to the fact that we are six buildings and that our school community covers several different communities, we were not able to adjust our schedule to set towards the Sewanica schedule. And I just wanted to make sure that we pointed that out, but we are still trying to work within the realm of the reopening plan that the governor has mandated across the school district. At this time, is there any correspondence, Ms. Delianti?
No, not
at this time. At this time, we'll have the report of our school attorney. Paul?
Thank you, I have two items for the public session. However, because of the press and business, we were unable to cover those items in the executive session that we just concluded before this meeting, the public meeting began. So therefore, I'll have to I'll have to discuss them with the board and possibly bring them after the executive session that will follow this meeting and ask the board to approve them at that time. For now, I would ask for a motion to convene an executive session following this meeting to discuss items that are appropriate to executive session and that are rather pressing because
because of the turn of events, especially in the last week.
Thank you. At this time, I'd ask for a motion to convene an executive session immediately following this public meeting. Could I have a motion, please?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Mafia.
Second.
Second by Mr. Kantar. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. That concludes my report.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of our school superintendent, Mr. Rosner.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. Good evening, everybody. I just want to echo what Mr. Jaime said. I want to say thank you to everybody who has joined in on the community Zoom meetings. We are listening to you. We've taken, I'll say, well over 500 questions. The September 2020 email address, too, has been very active, and that's why we activated that. So please feel free to continue to use that as a vehicle to express your concerns or if you have questions. And I want to thank the board who have been on the Zoom calls, have been with me, have called, texted. I really appreciate your support during these very trying times. So thank you very much, and please continue to do that. Mr. Jaime, I seek a motion for approval on professional appointments, changes in status, and resignations as noted on pages 1 through 17.
I have a motion to approve pages 1 through 17. Ms. Battle-Riquette?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it.
Seek a motion to approve civil service leaves of absence, appointments, and changes of status as noted on pages 18 and 19.
Have a motion to approve pages 18 and 19.
Approved, Miko.
Approved by Mr. Miko. Second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it.
Seek a motion to receive, number one, the Committee on Special Education, and number two, the Section 504 Committee, as noted on page 20.
Have a motion to receive page 20.
Move.
Mr. Mafia, move.
Second.
Second, Mr. Kantara. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it.
Seek a motion to approve items 3 through 9, as noted on pages 21 and 22.
Have a motion to approve pages 21 and 22, items 3 through 9.
Approved,
Mr. Meikle.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it.
On page 23, noted for the minutes, is the first reading of the district-wide safety plan.
Page 23 is so noted for the minutes.
Also noted for the minutes on page 24 are items 1 through 2.
Page 24, items 1 through 2 are noted for the minutes.
Seek a motion to approve on pages 25 through 27 the schedule of disbursements and warrants.
Have a motion to approve pages 25 through 27 the schedule of disbursements and warrants.
Move.
Move Mafia.
Second.
Second, Miko. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it.
Seek a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 28.
Have a motion to receive page 28.
Move.
Move Mafia.
Second.
Second, Battle-Riquette. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it.
Also seek a motion to approve other approvals and authorizations as noted on page 29, item 4A.
Have a motion to approve page 29, item 4A.
Second.
Mafia, second Miko. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it.
And also noted for the minutes on page 30 are items A through I and the vandalism tallies for 2020 on page 31.
Pages 30 and 31 are so noted for the minutes.
Mr. Jaime, that concludes my report.
Thank you. Are there any, is there any old business, new business, any legislative items?
No.
So, in terms of legislative items, the district, and as well as many districts across New York State, have been made aware of state aid cuts. And based on the state aid cuts that this district will be facing, the board will be starting to plan our 21-22 budget cycle a lot sooner to make sure that we are making sure that we can retain all of the programs and staff in place. But please keep in mind that because of whatever the final cut number will be, there will be some sort of cuts that the district will have to make in order to maintain a budget that remains under the tax cap. So I would implore all of the community and parents to contact the local representation, which is Senator Kaminsky, Senator Kaplan, and Assemblywoman Solages, to encourage them to try and keep in place as much as the state aid as possible that the district is due for this school 2021 cycle, so that we are able to maintain our programs and staff at the current levels. Are there any items for future consideration?
No.
Seeing none, our next Board of Education meeting will be Tuesday, September 15th at 7:30. More than likely, it will be another Zoom meeting. At this time, I'd like to thank you for your time this evening, and I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
Moved.
Moved by Mafia.
Second.
Second by Wickett. Any further discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it. Thank you, and have a good night.